Hello, it's the 28th of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The leader of Luton Council has voiced concern over the increasing number of asylum seekers being placed in Luton by the Home Office without prior notification. The town represents 3% of the East of England population but houses 24% of migrants. Council leader Hazel Simmons said that both the safety and welfare of those placed in Luton are at risk and that she may be forced to pursue legal action to alter the government's behaviour. She also pointed to the immense strain that public services were under as a result, labelling the situation unacceptable. Luton has been and will always be a caring and compassionate town to support those seeking sanctuary in this country. However, this compassion is being abused by the Home Office. A residential development near Shillington with plans for 70 new homes has been rejected for a second time by area councillors. The application by South Build Developments was opposed in an 8-4 vote. Bedford Borough Council is refusing to change its mind to allow the Katie Hopkins performance of her Live, Laugh, Love show at Bedford Corn Exchange. Eddie Ruggiero, a free speech campaigner, is behind a recent petition currently containing 600 signatures to reverse the ban of the controversial former columnist. The 33-year-old Ruggiero, who is battling terminal brain cancer, said he found the council's decision to cancel the event deeply troubling. A driver, who was stopped by police near Leighton Buzzard, attempted to evade officers' queries by pretending to be of French origin. When asked, however, the motorist was unable to speak the language. The vehicle was seized for multiple offences. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.